Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Today we do the last dua from the duas that a person should read before sleeping, as we're explaining the beautiful duas of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. At the time of sleeping, a person should try and ponder over the meanings. Read these duas. Most of these duas are simple duas. The dua that we did yesterday, Alhamdulillahilladhi at'amana wa saqana wa kafana wa awana fa kam mimman la kafiya lahu wa la mu'wiya. All praise is due to Allah Ta'ala. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam mentioned it when a person retires to his bed. Or Hazrat Anas radiallahu anhu reported, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, when he retired to his bed, he made this dua. All praise is due to Allah Ta'ala, who granted us food, granted us drink, who gave us sufficient. In other words, he provided for all our necessities of life. Allah Ta'ala provided for it. He provided us with the shelter. Allah gave us protection. And there are so many people who do not have sufficient and do not have shelter. And we gave a few explanations. One is those people that don't believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So they don't have an Allah to give them these things. Allah ta'ala in this dunya, his style and his way is such that even those that disobey him, sometimes Allah ta'ala gives them the things of this world. Allah ta'ala gives them the things of this world, and the akhirah they don't get it. But the others, you'll find that Allah ta'ala, even this world also, he doesn't give them. So there are so many people like this, who don't have even shelter over their head. They don't have anybody to suffice for them. We got Allah Ta'ala, we got this shelter, we got this place to stay. And Allah Ta'ala has given us so much of ni'mat. The person before sleeping is making shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So like that, a simple thing like this, thinking of one dua like this and going to sleep, person automatically is thanking Allah Ta'ala. And shukr is something that we should be making all the time. Whenever we get a chance, make shukr to Allah Ta'ala. It doesn't always mean from the tongue. From the heart, we are thankful to Allah Ta'ala for what favors He has given us. So like that you'll find when the du'as of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam are read with meaning, then also it is read with feeling, and then shukr also comes out from that heart of a person. So today's hadith, which is the last hadith under this chapter, an Hudhayfata radiallahu ta'ala an, anna Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam kana idha arada an yarkuda wada'a yadahu al-yumna tahta khaddihi thumma yaqul اللهم اقني عذابك يوم تبعث عبادك رواه الترمذي وقال حديث حسن ورواه أبو داود من رواية حفصة وفيه أنه كان يقوله ثلاث مرات وذن حذيفة رضي الله تعالى عنه narrates that when Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam intended to sleep, he would place his right hand under his right cheek. So we learn a etiquette of sleeping is that the right hand is placed under the right cheek. As the other day we did, the person lies on his right-hand side. So this is one of the etiquettes of sleeping, one of the sunnahs of sleeping. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would sleep in this manner. He would place his right hand under his right cheek, sleep on his right-hand side. So then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he would make this dua that, O Allah, save me from your punishment on the day when you resurrect your servants. What a beautiful dua. Shows the mind of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He's going to sleep, but what he's thinking about? And reminding us, think about maut. This is a small maut that you're going through. You're sleeping here temporarily. This is a sister of death. You're going through a small maut here, but the time will come when you will be permanently deceased from this world, and you'll have to rise up in front of Allah Ta'ala. So therefore, thinking about this, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is making this dua. Allahumma qini azabaka yawma taba'atu ibadak. Allah, save me from your punishment on the day when you resurrect, when you raise up your servants, on the day of Qiyamah. Allah Ta'ala, save me from your punishment on that day. What a beautiful dua. And from narrated in Abu Dawud Sharif, from Hazrat Hafsa radiallahu ta'ala anha, that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to say this dua three times. Three times he would read this dua before going to sleep. Another thing we learn is the humility of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The chosen, the favored of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he is making this dua that, Allah, save me from your punishment. And imagine people like us, sinners, how much we should make this dua, what feeling we should make this dua before going to sleep, that, Allah, save me from your punishment on the day of Qiyamah. Another thing ulama explained is that if it's possible, it's not proven from any hadith that a person should be sleeping facing Qibla. What we know is sleeping on the right hand side, with the right hand under the right cheek. But if it's possible also to do it in such a manner that a person can get both, he can get sleeping on his right hand side and he can get facing Qibla, then he should do it. In other words, he should face Qibla and face the right hand side. This is not taken out from any hadith to say that a person should face Qibla. However, Imam Abu Dawud, rahmatullah alayh, in one of the last chapters, he has brought this hadith of a person that is placed in the qabr. And when a person is placed in the qabr, you'll find that his right hand side is facing Qibla. So therefore, when a person is going to sleep in this manner, now it's reminding him of the time when he'll be sleeping in his qabr. So therefore, he sleeps in the manner by sleeping on his right hand side, facing Qibla. But the day will come when under the ground I'm going to be sleeping in this condition. Now I may be sleeping on my soft bed in this condition, but I'm not forgetting that I'll be in the qabr in this condition. So if it's possible for a person to lie like that, he should sleep on that. But if it's not possible, then in any other direction, but sleep on his right hand side. As we explained, sometimes it's difficult to sleep all the time on your right hand side. A person can change day after if it's difficult. But at least start off in a sunnah manner by sleeping on the right hand side. May Allah Ta'ala give us all the tawfiq of making amal. Subhanallah, bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun. Wassalamun ala al-mursaleen. Walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.